Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shviyas daf Ayin, and we are starting about the third line with the words Ma'o Karpas Shabbat Aharis. And in the Vilna Tzur Sadaf, it's on Chav Dalet Amud Beis near the bottom of the Amud. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Miriam Sarabas Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Now, at the beginning of Mishnah, I had mentioned a number of different things that are potter from Meiser, and they're allowed to be purchased from anybody on Shemitah because they're definitely not nishmar, so there's no problem with them. So first, the Gemara asks Ma'o Karpas Shabbat Aharis. What exactly is this Karpas Shabbat Aharis that's mentioned in the Mishnah? So Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina Amar, he says Petrusilinun is this type of plant. But now the Gemara asks, why didn't our Mishnah also teach these three things, Seya, Ezeva, and Kornis, along with the other things mentioned in the Mishnah? And Shaloi Taimar, don't say this is the reason why they weren't mentioned in the Mishnah. Eilu Nishmar Mechatzar V'chayavin, Ve'eilu Nishmar Mechatzar P'turin. That these things, Seya, Ezeva, and Kornis, if they're guarded in a Chatzar, meaning if they're cultivated in a Chatzar, they'd be Chayiv, but the other things mentioned in the Mishnah, if they're guarded in a Chatzar, they'd be Pater. Because that's not true. Ela, Eilu Ve'eilu, Imhoi Nishmar Mechatzar Chayavin. Both of these things, the ones mentioned in our Mishnah, and say Ezev and Kurnis, if they're in a chatzar, they'd be chayiv. And also don't say that Eilu Nishmar Megino chayavin ve'Eilu Nishmar Megino pturin. That these, meaning say Ezev and Kurnis, if they were cultivated in a garden, they'd be chayiv, but the things in our Mishnah, if they were cultivated in a garden, they'd be pater. That's not true, because Ela Eilu ve'Eilu Eilu Nishmar Megino pturin. Both of them, if they were Nishmar in a garden, they'd be pater. So back to our question, Vomaloy Taninon, why are these things, say Ezev and Kurnis, not mentioned in our Mishnah? And the answer is El Elain, these that are mentioned in our Mishnah, the reason why they're mentioned is Hushloy Taimar, so that you shouldn't say, since the majority of these minim are planted and come from Isser, you asurim, they should be Usser, even when they come from areas where they're definitely not cultivated. That's our Mishnah has to dafka point out these things that we mentioned and say they're mutter. In other words, all these minim mentioned in our Mishnah, they're chiddush, because they usually are grown be Isser. However, the chiddush is, since they're growing in these particular areas, they're permitted. But say Ezev and Kurnis, of course they're permitted, and there's no reason to mention them in the Mishnah because there'd be no chiddush to say them. And now the Gemara asks, what about these things mentioned in our Mishnah? Are they asur because of svichin? And we could still say that they're allowed to be purchased from people in Shemitah and ask them because of svichin. And differentiation would be that the things that are asur because of svichin are ones that started growing in the seventh year. Whereas when the Mishnah says that we're allowed to purchase them from anybody on Shemitah, that's referring to something that grew in the sixth year, but it was picked in the seventh year. So again, should we ask these things because of svichin or not? I know Amazon on top, the Gemara says, Nishmin and adults learn from the following. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda had said in our Mishnah, svichi chardu mutarim, the svichim of mustard or mutter, shaloi nechsh to alein oiv avera, because oiv avera are not chashid, they're going to plant them. And what do we see from here? Loi omer elish loi nechsh to alein oiv avera. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda matters these things because of svichim is because oiv avera are not chashid on them. The elu and these other things mentioned in the Mishnah, hoyov loi nechsh to alein oiv avera, since the oiv avera are not chashid on them, you mutarin, they're mutter because of svichim as well. And we quote the Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda omer svichi chardel v'chulu, the Rabbi Yehuda said the svichi chardel are mutter. So we ask, ad kedoin yarkai. Up until here, the Mishnah is telling us about the yarek, the greens of the mustard plant, that they're permitted because of svichim. But zaroi, the proper gear says mahu. What about the zera, the seed, the part that's in the ground? Is that also mutter because of svichim, or is that aser? So Gemara answers, and this is the proper gear saw. If shir meimar yarkoi mutter, zaroi like kol shekain, once you're saying that the yarek, the revealed part, which is more chashuv, that's permitted because of svichim, so of course the zera, the hidden part, the part that's in the ground, which is less chashuv, is mutter because of svichim. There's no reason to be chashish that someone's going to plant it, but eser. And continue to talk about this, Rishim and Lakish have b'chikok, Rish Lakish was in this place called chikok, chamsun megalglin b'hadein chardola, he saw the people were being mezalzel, they were degrading chardol, mustard, nafal minei, mustard fell from a person, v'hulai nasavle, and he didn't even bother picking it up. So Amr, he said, man demaisli chardola, someone who brings me mustard, ana marik Reb Yehuda, I'm going to pass him like Reb Yehuda via Mishnah, that there's no isra of svichim on mustard, because I saw with my own eyes that people don't care much about mustard, and therefore there's no reason to be chashish that a person is going to plant it be'isr on Shemitah. And Amr Rav Bar Zavda, Rav Bar Zavda says, hayu Rav Chonya demin chavron, be'beis chavron, Rav Chonya of chavron, paskind in beis chavron, kadad Rav Yehuda, like Rav Yehuda. However, now we have a different psak. All Rav Yechanan, Rav Yechanan went to the Beis Medrash, v'darsh loin and he darshan for them, ki rabban in dahacha, like the rabban over here, who argue with Rav Yehuda and hold that svichim of mustard are aser, uch rabban and taman, and he also paskin for them like the rabbanon of over there. Now, what's that referring to over there? So this is a machlokes between Rav Yehuda and the rabbanon in regards to a beitza shenol de yontif, an egg that was laid on yontif. Everyone agrees that it's not allowed to be eaten that yontif. However, let's say that yontif was on Friday and right afterwards is Shabbos. The question is that egg allowed to be eaten on Shabbos? So according to Rav Yehuda, it's not allowed to be eaten on Shabbos because this is considered kedusha achas. Yontif on Friday going right into Shabbos is like one long day of Kedusha, and therefore, since the egg is Asar and Yontif, it's also Asar and Shabbos. However, the Chum hold that no, it's Shtei Kedushas. Yontif on Friday and Shabbos that follows it are two separate holy days, and Mela, the egg might be Asar on Yontif because it was laid on Yontif, but it's permitted to be eaten on Shabbos. So Rabbi Yechon passing like the Rabbanon over there. Now, if Abar Zmina says, B'shem Rabbi Yitzchak, min kuma ilain tartan milaya, because of these two things, meaning because of these two psakim, the Rabbi Yechonon argued with Rav Chonya, and he passing like the Rabbanon, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, nachas lay Rabbi Yechon with Tzipari leTeveria. Rabbi Yechon had to go from Tzipari to Teveria, and Amar Rabbi Yechonon said, ma sison li hadein dayana saba, why you bring me this psak from this old dayan, which is referring to Rav Chonya, di ana shari v'hu asar, ana asar v'hu shari. When I permit, he asers, and what I aser, he permits. Meaning, what I permit, which is this egg that was laid on Yontif, it's allowed to be eaten on Shabbos, he asers that, and what I aser, svichim of mustard, he permits those. So here we see that we have machlekes, had a paskin. Now we're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about this egg. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.